Hello, I'm Brett. Rewind 18 months, I was a successful businessman. Not anymore. I had a great home life, wonderful job. That's all gone now. You see, I served a prison sentence for my involvement in money laundering. When you hear about money laundering, you probably think of hardened criminals, gangs, or even terrorists. And I hope you don't think I'd be involved in anything like that. And I wasn't, directly. I just turned a blind eye to those who were using my company to launder their money. And that was enough to get me a prison sentence and a hefty fine. I work for a successful company. Part of our success came from attracting a certain type of client, due to not asking too many unnecessary questions about them or the origins of their money. They often used to pay in cash for our products and services, and pay in cash they did. Quite often, actually. In fact, in hindsight, I suppose we had a reputation for being the company that you could go to and pay cash when other companies would ask more questions. But I always thought, what business is it of ours where these clients get their money from? And what is wrong with a cash deal? Okay, we were doing this on a bigger scale than someone, say, paying a builder or a plumber 50 quid cash for a job. But the same principles apply, right? Wrong. My company was being used to finance criminal gangs. Gangs use cash from crime, dirty money, to buy products and services from us. Then they sell these on to innocent purchasers in return for clean funds. We were part of a money laundering process. Okay. There were a few office jokes about where all this cash that we were being paid was coming from. And we never did all the checks that we were supposed to on clients. So I turned a blind eye. It was good for business, very profitable. So I never reported any suspicions